Away from COVID now, and Australia's waste and recycling industry has launched a blistering attack on the companies that make packaging in this country, accusing them of failing to come up with enough products that can be easily recycled. Even worse, it says those businesses have repeatedly missed targets that they've voluntarily set themselves over the past two decades. Similar issues were highlighted in the United States in a Four Corners program last night, which recyclers say echoes an ongoing problem in this country, that the onus is still on citizens to do the recycling heavy lifting. David Sparks has more.
Recycling has become a battleground over the past 2 years, and the tensions have just risen even further. Gail Sloan is from the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia, representing the recyclers. She complains that consumers are being made responsible for recycling rather than the companies making the product in the first place.
It is true that the packages in Australia continue to make problematic materials and packaging. So much of the packaging that's going on shelves, problematic low-value packaging, particularly plastics, is not recyclable economically or in reality. And yet APCO continues to state that 88% of it is, and it's just not the case.
APCO is the Australian Packaging Covenant Organisation, a group of companies that manufacture or use packaging. Its Chief Executive Officer, Brooke Donnelly, admitted to a parliamentary inquiry 2 weeks ago that the Covenant and its previous incarnations had failed to meet recycling targets it had set itself over the past 20 years. Today, Ms. Donnelly provided a written statement to PM, standing by APCO's position that 88% of its packaging is recyclable, claiming that the real problem is that only 49% of it is actually getting recycled.
That gap between something being recyclable and something being recycled is not a result of failed packaging design. It is a failure of the processes that packaging goes through once it enters the bin. That includes the way it is collected, recovered, and reprocessed.
That's essentially blaming problems in sorting the waste. But Gail Sloan rejects that argument, saying it's not economical to actually sort and recycle a lot of what's being defined as recyclable.
It all starts fundamentally at design, both in how you design the packaging type. So has it got one layer of one polymer? Has it got multiple? But also, is it designed for reuse or more than multiple use? And the material you use. You know, it's been a known fact since 2015 with the Ellen MacArthur Foundation New Plastic Economy that really we should just be focusing on HDPE, PET and PP. So that's water bottles, milk bottles and yogurt tubs. But yet we continue in Australia to have all these other problematic materials allowed to go onto the marketplace that we know we can't recover and recycle.
She says the time for voluntary targets is over and governments must legislate to enforce targets. Stephen Shearer runs Plastic Recycling Australia in Adelaide. He agrees the packaging industry has not made its products recyclable enough, but he does have some sympathy for the challenge they face.
The issue that exists between packaging and food life is the real complication. We need to be extremely careful about the preservation of food. I think the consequences of not preserving food are significant, and where the design of packaging is significantly to do with extension of food life, we need to take a softer approach.
But his sympathy for the packaging manufacturers ends on the question of having voluntary recycling targets versus mandatory ones.
If we have one small takeaway from the Four Corners report, the industry hasn't endowed itself in such a way that you would trust it.
Stephen Shearer from Plastic Recycling Australia, David Sparks with that report. And David put a series of questions to the Assistant Minister for Waste Reduction, Trevor Evans. He came back and simply said that reducing unnecessary packaging is important and that the government is encouraging APCO to set ambitious recycling targets.